was it for you yesterday to kind of step away and spend some time with those relief victims in Atlantic City and get a better perspective on, you know, the things in the world?
Yeah, it was great to just step away for a while and just to put everything in perspective. You know, some responsibilities that, you know, we don't see that we have to tend to, but, you know, it's something that I felt like I needed to do, you know, from the heart, even though it was, you know, body was a little sore, you know, I still, you know, wanted to go down there and just, you know, just pay homage and you know, show them that we are thinking about them.
What is the mood of this club right now?
What's that?
What is the mood of this club right now?
I move as of right now is, you know, we got to find a way to win the football game. You know, we miss that feeling of winning. And it's been a long time since we had one. So it's important to get to, you know, come out this week, have a great week of practice, great week of preparation, and you know, get ready to play a good football game.
Mike, what's going on in the red zone? 19 red zone snaps, I counted, one positive play Monday night. That's stunning. I mean, how does that happen?
It was just one of those nights, you know, I mean, you know, it's not like we're not trying to score in the red zone, you know. Sometimes, you know, you gotta put it all together and you know, just gotta get a defense some credit sometime. But you know, we should be better. We've been good in the red zone all year. You know, when we got down there and you know, it was just one of those nights.
As a leader of this team, last week, you know, you guys had that meeting, you stepped up and guys aired out everything that was. What can you do now?
As of right now, you just keep pressing forward, man. You just, you know, you put your head down and you know, you keep fighting, you know, keep preparing. Preparation is very important and don't let up. Don't let up. You know, we're going to catch a break here, you know, sooner or later and you know, this week, you know, it has to be the week, you know. So you know, just got to have a never give up attitude and keep pressing forward, man. The minute you stop doing that, the minute you can pack it up.
Like with so few time and with more guys down now on the offensive line, how do you adjust to that, and what can you do knowing you're not going to get as much time as you did last year?
You know, I just gotta, you know, just believe in the guys in front of me. You know, believe in the guys in front of me, and you know, do whatever it takes to get the ball out. You know, whether I got to slide, I got to move, you know, break and tame. You know, regardless of what, you know, just continue to maintain trust in them. You know, that's part of my job as a quarterback. And you know, just got to, you know, keep believing, stay optimistic. You know, just keep playing the game and try to block out everything else.
But if so much of the offense is based on those big plays and you need to get the ball out quicker, how do those big plays happen?
You know, I don't know. You know, we got to figure it out. We got to find a way to, you know, to come up with some big plays. And you know, I think our coaches will do that. You know, we have to do it when we're out there on the field and you know, as professionals, you know, all across the board, you know, we gotta be able to block. You know, gotta be able to block up front and you know, if we can do that then that'll give Jeremy and Deshaun some time to you know, make some moves downfield and get open. So you know, but I believe in those guys, man. You know, the thing I gotta do is continue to lead them.
But how frustrating is it for you to be getting hit so much?
You know, it's not the funnest thing in the world, you know, to get hit, you know, over and over and over again. But, you know, I just keep getting up. You know, I keep getting up, and you know, I thank God that, you know, he's blessed me with the, you know, ability to keep getting up and the will, you know, to keep fighting and keep battling for this football team. And, you know, that's why, you know, I continue to go, you know, go as hard as I can and continue to try to, you know, make each and every play that I can. You know, even though sometimes I can find myself trying to do too much and overcompensating, but, you know, the thing I have to do at my job and the way I've always played is, you know, just keep going, keep playing, keep fighting.
Mark, have you ever had you won a game in a month? Does there come a point where maybe some of the veterans on this team not necessarily tune out Andy Reid, but the message starts to lose its value?
You know, as of right now, we understand as players that, you know, it's us out there on the field. You know, we have to go out and get it done. You know, coach can say all he want. You know, we got to go out there and put it all together. And you know, I say it over and over again, and I continue to say it. You know, it's all three phases of the game, man. And you know, we gotta make plays in all three phases of the game. And I can't say it more than that.
How much did it help you Sunday going against the Dallas defense that you had a lot of success against last season?
Well, you know, Dallas still, they have an even better defense now, you know, so we got to study film, we got to prepare, we got to make sure that we put, you know, our time into, you know, defeating them, you know, in whatever way we can. And you know, it's not going to be on three downs, it's not going to be on five downs, it's going to has to be repeatedly throughout the game. So, you know, I'm excited about the opportunity, you know, that we have this weekend. Everybody else has to feel that way as well.
Have you ever played behind an offensive line as banged up as this game before?
I never had, you know, play behind the line as, you know, had to shuffle so many guys in and out. But, you know, it's part of the game. You know, it's one of those seasons, you know, where you get nicked up and you know, guys got to step up. But, you know, guys have to step up. They got to step up and play, man. And you know, we watch the film. We, you know, we prepare. You know, coaches can't do so much. But, you know, we all got to put it all together. We got to put it all together.
Last one, guys.
Despite your record, you're still 1-0 in the division. You still have a chance. You know, how big this week, you know, you have the division opponent coming in. How big? I mean, it's big anyway.
It's a big game. You know, we're still 1-0 in the division. And, you know, we still got a shot. You know, we still got a shot. So, you know, it's time to figure out, you know, what needs to be done to win this game. And, you know, we're gonna need everybody's participation in this one. And, you know, it's gonna be big.